Kopke.com today.
Delaney, welcome to America Tonight. Coming up on this hour, we're going to give you a little inside stuff on the two matchups this weekend in the AFC and the NFC, both of those championship games. We're going to squeeze in a cheap little movie review and tell you what the buzz is in and around the Beltway. And, of course, the big buzz is still health care and the fact that the House repealed it, but knowing that the bouncing ball isn't going anywhere in the Senate, not even a call for any kind of a vote at this point. And even bigger than that is the fact that you just had this visit from the Chinese president, Hu Jintao, and now he's in Chicago. And what do you make of greeting China with a big state dinner and talking about human rights issues and talking about currency manipulation, which we've been talking about currency manipulation with the yuan for quite some time. And then, of course, the whole trade issue between China and the U.S. So there were some on the Hill who didn't want to go to the state dinner. In fact, kind of sort of boycotted it, because they didn't think there should be a state dinner based on what was happening with China. To me, the bottom line is, in this relationship, what comes out of this trip? To me, it was more of a photo op. I mean, that's the best way to say it. I hate to keep repeating the same thing, but it was more of a photo op, I think, than anything else. And, okay, here's what we're doing, by the way. So we're going to play nice and we're going to have these conversations, but there's nothing that's going to hold either one of us, our feet to the fire. It's just conversation and it's out there and we'll see where it goes from here. So does it make North Korea more uncomfortable? I wonder. Because, of course, it's better for North Korea the more distance there is between China and the U.S. And ultimately, does it create more U.S. jobs? Does it pour more money into the U.S. economy? And the answer to those questions are, sure, if you're the guy who owns the business where you're taking your business over to China. But if you're the person who loses the job because of Chinese manufacturing, then the answer is no. So once again, it comes back to probably if you're the little guy, the middle-class guy, the working guy, what happens with China affects you in the sense that you may have lost a job because of it, or friends in and around your neighborhood might have lost jobs because of cheaper products being made in China. And that's the upshot. And you're probably going to Walmart at the same time to get the cheaper prices because you're trying to feed your family and you're trying to save money, and the other stores that you would normally shop at charge more, so you're part of the process. It's just a circle, and we're all going around in the same circle. That's what's happening. But even bigger, too, the Chinese president, that was big in the reaction to it. It was kind of like an earthquake in and around the Potomac, some happy, some not so thrilled about it. It's really a mixed bag, because a lot of people embrace that. And if you're in the manufacturing business and you're the fat cat and you're making money on it, you're embracing it. In fact, on Thursday, what was the Chinese president doing? Breaking bread with business people in Chicago who benefit from Chinese ties. There you go. The Republicans said when they got into office that they would cut federal spending. So how do you cut $2.5 trillion? Over the next 10 years, well, very carefully, right? One step at a time. There are going to be a lot of people that work for the government who are going to lose their jobs, I think. A question of what department, how long you've been there, what do, who do you work for, meaning what department do you work for, and it'll start right away, but still has to be approved. Remember, it's not an arbitrary thing. Anything that's suggested would still have to go before the Senate, and the Senate has, the Democrats have the power of the vote there. But some of the things that have been suggested includes funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, saying that you could, if it could be eliminated, you could save $444 million a year. That's been put on the chopping block before, probably not going to happen. The civilian workforce could be cut by 15%. That's through attrition. Then the automatic pay increases for civilian federal workers would be eliminated for the next 5 years. Ooh, that would affect a lot of people. Well, people working for the government, if they were to approve that. Also, $1 billion could be gained through requiring the collection of unpaid taxes by federal employees. Hey, Tim Geithner, aren't you the Secretary of the Treasury? And didn't you have to pay up when you accepted the position because you owed back taxes? I think that some of these things might go through, but some of the proposals will die on the vine. And the one that does is certainly public broadcasting. I don't see any big change there. I think they keep it, maybe trim a little budget, but they're not going to kill it. There's no way. There's going to be a lot of tug of war over this, because it would affect everything from stimulus money to states to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to foreign money, foreign aid, education, research, federal programs. Everything's under the microscope. So it'll be another cut here, cut there, and kind of a choice thing more than anything else. All right, let's get to a couple of other things at the top as we start to lighten the load, including this. How about Roger Goodell actually leveling a date for the possibility of an NFL lockout? Listen to what he had to say.
Certainly not an outcome that anyone from an NFL team is looking for, the commissioner is looking for, and I don't believe the players want that kind of an outcome. And I certainly know the fans don't want that outcome. So that's why we all have to sit down and work towards addressing those solutions within the time frame that we have, because I've said before, I think it becomes exponentially harder after March 4th.
All right, so the commissioner says we've got to hold to that date. That's not much time, Raj. We'll see if it happens. Moving from that to Davis Love III, picked as the U.S. Ryder Cup captain. He is so overwhelmed. Here's what he said.
Winning the PGA Championship was a thrill. And then, as I've told Julius Mason several times, then I'll go in there and sit down with him at the press table and realize that I won the PGA as son of a PGA member. Now to be named Ryder Cup captain is a thrill that I never thought I would have. I would love to share that with my father, and I know somehow I am.
Wow, he was just overcome. I love it when guys cry, by the way, and he was pretty emotional about that. Doesn't happen until 2012, Medina Country Club. All right, we don't need the music, because we're almost up against it. But I hate to skip birthdays. Because there's some interesting birthdays coming up. This weekend is a big weekend for birthdays. Maybe you're celebrating your birthday. Are you turning 22? Well, Akeem Olajuwon, 48 years old. How about Robbie Benson, 55. Gina Davis, 55 years old. Remember Thelma and Louise? Jill Eikenberry from L.A. Law, 64. Wow. Stay with us.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
All right, one of my favorite things to do is to go to the movies. Besides watching some football, there's always a chance I might take in a movie. I'm always so disappointed, though, when I see scenes from a movie and it looks really, really good and I get sucked into it, and then I go and it's a brutal movie. Because movies are not cheap. But there still is a difference. I don't care what anyone says. They can get HD TV and everything else. There still is a difference when you go to the theater and see the movie, especially certain movies play better on the big screen than the small screen. I mean, it's just the way it is. And I'm like everyone else. Look, I can do the Netflix thing and all that, but there are some movies that really need to be seen on the big screen. If you want to get in good with your chick, they call them chick flicks. This has definitely got chick flick written all over it. It's called No Strings Attached. Roll it, Donovan.
Did you have a good time last night?
It's all right. Nothing special.
Hey, Adam. You left your socks in there.
Yeah. Hey, champ.
Hey, what happened last night?
You made my body hurt so much.
Your app.
Emma, did I have sex with anyone in this apartment last night?
No, you didn't.
So, I just passed out on your couch?
Yeah, you were naked and crying. Do you like her?
I can't date her. She's my oldest friend.
I know.
You have sex with Emma?
No. Yes.
Wow. I'm a doctor. I work 80 hours a week. I need someone who's going to be in my bed at 2 a.m. who I don't have to eat breakfast with.
I hate breakfast.
Good.
It's from Emma. Where are you?
You want to come back strong here. Like, where am I? Why don't you check your underpants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Maybe we should establish ground rules. No lying. No jealousy. Yes.
establish ground rules.
No lying.
No jealousy.
Don't list me as your emergency contact. I won't call.
Don't ask me what I think about your body.
Yeah.
I can't focus on my porn with all this real sex going on around me.
You probably should snuggle.
Yeah. That just felt wrong.
I think I'm falling for her.
That's a horrible idea. You're living every guy's dream right now. Why would you mess that up?
I really like you.
You always find these perfect guys, and then you're like, it'll never work.
I think monogamy goes against our basic biology.
Go hook up with someone else.
You can't. Okay. I'm going to call every girl in my phone until someone agrees to have sex with me.
Toast to that.
That is a terrible self-destructive plan, and we're behind you 100%.
You are such an overachiever.
Thank you.
All right, that, of course, like I said, was the ultimate chick flick movie, probably of the weekend, and it's called No Strings Attached. Natalie Portman is in it. Ashton Kutcher also in that movie. And she must have filmed that before she got pregnant, because she was at the Golden Globes, and she looked pretty good, though. She looked pretty good pregnant, and she stars in a movie that fits her to a T, I think. The chick flick role. Sometimes she's in the more kind of dark roles. I'm trying to think of one. The movie she was in with Julia Roberts, I can't think of the name of it now. Oh, I actually like that movie. That was a dark role for her. Anyway, let's go to the next one with Ben Affleck. He's one of the stars in it anyway. It's called The Company Men.
Up, let's go. This is called The Tiger. We do it when we need to get our energy up. Come on, no use sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves. I will win. Why? Because I have faith, courage, enthusiasm. Good.
Anyone want to take a guess at what I shot at the club this morning?
What happened? Somebody die? What's going on?
The company's consolidating divisions. Difficult decisions had to be made in areas where redundancies surface.
You're firing me?
3,000 jobs? They were good people, Jim.
Hell, it's a business, not a charity.
I've always told you what I thought, right or wrong, and this is wrong. Wait for a meeting.
Got one kid in college, another one going in the fall.
I won't go back to a factory floor. I'll take an AK-47 to this place first.
Mr. Walker. I'll speak here for a moment. I just got thrown off the course at the club.
You're playing golf? Taking your Porsche detail?
I need to look successful.
Hi, Sally. Thanks for not returning any of my phone calls. If you do return my call, I would love to know why you fired me without any notice.
You cowardly witch.
See, otherwise she never calls you about it.
Feels good, though.
Would you do the honors?
Dear God, please help my dad find a job so he won't be unhappy all the time.
Okay.
You know, things get tough. You can always use some extra help this winter.
Easy work, huh, Bobby? Pretty much like moving concrete boards from the inbox to the outbox.
I hate your brother.
We can't move it.
I'm a 37-year-old unemployed loser.
You have Drew and Carson and me. You have me.
We could make something here.
Start out with a crazy plan.
Start slow. See if it'll grow.
Yeah. You just take that job. You're a terrible carbon.
I will win.
Why?
Because I have faith, courage, enthusiasm. I will win.
All right, so he was unemployed, trying to figure out what he's going to do next. People can relate to that. It's the reinvention era, isn't it? Ben Affleck, Tommy Lee Jones, Chris Cooper, Craig T. Nelson, Maria Bello, also in this movie. It's gotten pretty decent reviews, actually. Affleck sometimes is good, sometimes he's tough to take. All right, here's the last movie. It's called The Way Back.
Sign the confession.
Kindness can kill you.
serious about making a run for it.
Hey, yeah!
I'm with you.
We must keep going.
The snow is blinding us.
Don't you see? This is perfect. They'll never find us like this.
We're lost. Someone's been following us.
No!
Protection. We can barely feed ourselves.
She comes with us.
They'll kill us all. We're already dying.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, a big black poisonous chicken with no legs.
Go over the Himalayas?
How?
We walk.
All right, this is an interesting one. I would like to see this one. It's a long movie, 2 hours, 13 minutes. But it's about the escape of a group of prisoners from a Siberian gulag in the 40s and then their journey over thousands of miles. They had to go through five hostile countries. And the cast is stellar in this one. It includes Ed Harris. Also, Jim Sturgis is in it. Colin Farrell's in it. He's another one of those guys where you really like him in some things and others he's brutal. And it's directed by Peter Weir. Gotten pretty decent, you know, reviews that some say the story's pretty compelling, that it's, you occasionally get lost in it, but that the story is solid. You just have to get through the beginning moments of it. But it's called The Way Back. So you have to have time if you're going to go and check this one out. But there's your cheap movie review. Those are the three big ones released this weekend in wide across the country. Hang with us and don't forget you can catch up with us through americatonight.net. Also hook up Twitter and Facebook just by going through that website as well. You can click on it at the top.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
So let's fill in the blank across America. Sadly, there's been a terrible, terrible police shooting, awful shootout in Miami. And if you've ever been to Miami, it's funny. I used to spend a lot of time down there. And one thing I used to think was like the capital of Central America and the traffic. People talk about the traffic in Los Angeles, how awful it is. And it is. Because that's their mode of transportation. Everybody has to have a car pretty much, right? And then people will complain about New York, but I don't get that because there's so much other forms of transportation. You've got other ways to get around. Buses, the subways, the best. You don't have to be caught in any kind of traffic jams. And frankly, when I've driven in New York, I don't find it to be that horrible. I think you can get from point A to point B, but Miami's terrible for that. The driving's terrible, and it's, and as I said, I spent lots and lots of time down there. I thought it was pretty rough. So here's what happened. Two Miami cops and a suspect were killed when all of a sudden the shootout erupted, where you had a lot of law enforcement agents trying. They were on the scene, so they all were swarming the scene to serve a murder warrant for a fugitive who was known to be very violent. And the police officer, the male officer who was shot once and died at the scene, sadly, and they've released his name. His name is Roger Castilla. The female officer who was shot several times died in surgery. And her name was Amanda Hayworth. It's worth saying this because to be a cop in Miami, you are really in the thick of it. And then there was a third officer who was treated at the hospital, just nicked in the knee. So they killed the suspect, this 23-year-old Johnny Sims. Did you hear what I said? How old he was? 23 years old, and he had a handgun, and I don't know if he had a whole bunch of other weapons, but they knew he was inside the house. There was this duplex, and it had bars all over the windows. They asked him to come out, and he wouldn't come out. What had happened is he was released from prison in September on probation. He was convicted for armed robbery and for selling coke, and he was wanted for murder, something that happened in October in Miami. So this is all they were doing. They knew there was a chance. You know, the guy was kind of squirrely and violent. So a lot of people responded with that warrant. In other words, there was a whole bunch of police officers that went to just serve this. And unfortunately, he had the upper hand on them. A relative of his opened the door, stepped away, told the cops that he would be right back. And instead, someone started shooting. So you have them staking out the place, looking around, and it's just a tragic, tragic thing that you see way too much in that city. Because you have a suspect who could give a crap. He doesn't care. He'll gun down cops. He'll gun down anyone. It doesn't matter. So that's exactly what happened. I guess he thought he was going to shoot his way out of it. But behind those police officers, there were so many more. And I think they were just all stunned at what had happened. And, you know, clearly they were wearing body armor. They had police identification, but it didn't matter. So now, and of course he's dead. So there's nothing, there's nowhere to go with this other than to bury these cops. And it's just you chalk it up to a very sad, sad nightmare for these families that are left behind. I mean, they were murdered. They were murdered by someone who had murdered someone else. And you have to think that they may change the way that they deliver warrants. I mean, they arrest people for crimes all over the place, all over the country. And in fact, the U.S. Marshals Service said the officers that were gunned down were working with the Fugitive Task Force. So, you know, they knew of the possibilities, I guess, is what I'm saying, but just didn't, in knocking at the door, didn't think that was going to happen. And one of them has three kids, and then the other cop had a 13-year-old son. So, awful, awful thing when you hear something like that. As much as you can criticize sometimes things that happen with the police and some of the crazy corruption across the country in various police departments, I tip my cap to the cops. I really do. I have met many terrific cops in my career who I don't know how they do it day in and day out. I have a brother-in-law who's a cop. I have an uncle who's a cop. And I can tell you stories that you just would think I'm making them up. In fact, I've told one of them that the uncle was stabbed so many times, I can't believe that he's alive, and somehow he did survive. And that was a domestic violence call. And there again, responding to a call, and who knew that was going to happen, that he wasn't going to be able to control the man in a rage and almost lost his life because of it. But anyway, these police officers, certainly we feel for their families. And you wonder now how they may tweak things possibly in Miami as a result of that. Another big deal that happened earlier in the day, I think that could affect many of us, not just in this country, but people are listening all over the place, is the FDA and what they came out with, this promise and this Alzheimer's drug. There's been a lot of conversation about this, and really most of the buzz happened in the last couple of days. And it was a formality at this point. You have a federal panel where they throw in a whole bunch of experts, so-called medical experts. And what they're saying is they've got this chemical that they now have been testing that's designed to help screen for Alzheimer's and could, of course, be useful because then you know in studying and training doctors in the future in having these warning signs and screening this out, how much more would you be armed with knowing that this was a serious possibility. But what happened, the Food and Drug Administration, these panels that they put together, voted 16-0 in favor of approval for this drug, it's called Amyvid, on the condition that they demonstrate that the images can be interpreted by doctors who have gotten training in just reading the scans, so they know what they're looking for, in other words. And if they didn't do that, they voted against it, so they have to have that in place. Now, the FDA doesn't have to even follow the advice, but usually they do because they don't want any problems across the board. Alzheimer's affects 5 million seniors now just in the U.S. And with the baby boomers coming into old age, I think you're going to see that number really, really jump. And I guarantee there's somebody listening to me that has had a relative or family friend or somebody, someone they know has been hit with Alzheimer's. And it's really a tough thing to deal with. And ultimately, the sad end of it, and that's what it is, ultimately there's things that you can do and try to do and whatnot, but the sad thing is the person usually is scared and they have no idea half the time who the people are around them. So I say this is good. I mean, this is good that there's this possibility of identifying it and knowing ahead of time. Here's something else that came out during the day that I thought was inspiring, let's say that. Gabrielle Giffords, the congresswoman who was gunned down by Jared Lee Loeffner a couple of weeks ago, think about this, she can stand up without help. She's trying to speak and went outside for the first time since she was shot in the head 12 days ago. That is pretty quick to be able to do that, to be able to get on her feet like that and to be able to move around. So bravo. In this sickening, horrible thing that happened, there is your one silver lining. The fact that this congresswoman seems to be rehabbing or getting better at a pretty rapid pace. And then she's going to go to a trauma center in Houston, a trauma rehab center, I should say, in the next couple of days. So, you know, all full speed ahead, which is very, very good news. And to see, I mean, just to see some of the photographs that were taken, wow, amazing stuff. And this is her last full day at UMC. And, you know, now, like I said, she's going back to Houston. It's the first time that she was outside getting some of that daylight since the January 8th shooting spree in that Tucson supermarket. And you have to use words like remarkable because I'm no doctor, but to be able to see that and realize what's happened, and you have to say that's just, wow, that's just incredible. All right, how about that, man? And I got a couple of emails from several of you, by the way, asking me about Giffords and if I had heard that story. So thanks for that. But, yes, I had earlier in the day. Of course, immediately anything that happens with Giffords, it's all over the place and people are texting you and all that sort of stuff because it's that, like I said, that's the thing in this awful tragedy that people are hanging on to, grabbing on to, that Giffords will recover fully from what happened in that supermarket. If you have any thoughts on that, I was telling you previously, same thing. Let us know. Go to americatonight.net. Also, if you go to the website, we've got Blunder of the Day. Check out the picture of Al Davis, the Raiders owner. What was he thinking when he got up all that morning? Check it out.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Does someone you love have an addiction problem that rules your life? Are you spending all your energy trying to control the chaos and drama of theirs? Is insanity your new norm? Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net is meant for you. Host Denise Crocta helps you navigate through the chaos and drama of loving an addict, offering information, possibilities, and hope. Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I know what I'm going to be doing this weekend, certainly on Sunday. Football, football, more football. How about those Jets? Wow. How about those Jets? Green Bay Jets, Steelers. Oh, my, oh, my. What do we have to cheer about? I think a lot, actually, because the storylines are so broad for these teams. And I've told people this before. I covered the Jets when I was on The Fan in New York and the Giants, and I'm very excited for a lot of the people in that franchise. Some of the people that were there when I covered them, you know, 5-6 years ago. Of course, coaching staff is different and whatnot, but it's, they're really excited in New York. I heard you, it's like you have to hold them down. They're unglued by what now has happened. So you got the Packers and the Bears, and then you have the Jets and the Steelers on the AFC side of things. The Buddha's here, Steve Budin. Wow, did you think this was going to happen? How about this setup, huh?
I mean, I hate to say it, but I really did. And, you know, a friend of mine was at Times Square today, 25,000 deep for the Jets pep rally. He said it was unbelievable. That city is green once again. I mean, like you said, they've been waiting for this for so long, and they've been through so many maybes and Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick and, you know, Al Groh and, you know, all the different coaching changes till they finally got their man. And, there's probably a couple of 100,000 New Yorkers who will say right now it was well worth the wait, because Rex Ryan, man, he is everything that he has laid out to be. I mean, when you go into to the two games, and really you could say the last four games that the Jets played, but specifically going into Indianapolis and then going into New England and beating those teams. Like he said, though, that was personal. And I think that this week it's not personal. I think for the Jets this week it's strictly business. And I think they're going to approach it that way. And, you know, the one thing the gamblers haven't learned, they're the same gamblers that made these Jets almost an 11-point underdog last week, is if you disrespect this Jets team, this particular Jets team, if you disrespect them, you're going to pay dearly. And once again, the gamblers have made the Jets a 3.5-point underdog to a team that they're at least as good as. And if you go against the Jets and if you disrespect the Jets, you're going to pay dearly once again.
Yeah, you know, you and I also talked about the Steelers, and you were right about the Steelers, thinking, you know what, they're going to be there, they're going to be there at the end, and here they are at the end. If you look at it, as you say, they're going to pay dearly because of how that line's been set. If you were to break this down, what do you think has to happen for the Steelers to keep that favorite status and the points and get past the Jets? What do they have to do?
Well, obviously they're looking to get a big bump from Troy Polamalu, you know, back in the game where they didn't have him the last time that they faced the Jets in Pittsburgh, where the Jets got the win. And they're going to hope that that's going to be the difference. But, you know, truthfully, you know, I think that, you know, this game comes down to one thing and one thing only for the Jets, and it's not the points that they score on offense necessarily. It's where they get their extra points from, because in every game that they've played, they've gotten, you know, certain big plays that weren't on offense. I think more importantly, what they've proved in the last few weeks is what they're looking from Sanchez is no mistakes. They don't necessarily need the miracles and the heroics. They
yeah.
just need him to be steady. When he's steady and he doesn't turn the ball over and the game is left in the hands of the Jet defense, man, defenses win championships, and that's the type of team they've assembled right now. And not enough said about Darrelle Revis. He is the reason, you know. We don't say his name because no one ever throws his way. But you have to understand, when he changes the complete dynamic of a game, you know, from the defensive standpoint, when he can just take your best receiver and say, you know what, this guy, he's done today. Forget him. Put him in the ice box, and now you've got to replan your whole offense, either around one side of the field or without your best player on offense, and that's always going to throw the advantage the Jets' way.
Yeah, it's funny. Revis, remember the Hard Knocks deal that the Jets did at HBO? A lot of that conversation was about Revis because he wasn't in training camp, and
right.
they said it flat out how they needed him, how they had to make a deal with him no matter what, how they had to figure it out. And
yeah,
and
not the
boom.
Best negotiating tool, that Hard Knocks, but at the end of the day, they got their man.
No kidding. And I'm glad you brought him up, because what a difference maker. All right, if we go to the earlier game,
yep.
The Bears and the Packers, you and I talked about Jay Cutler all
we
year
did.
Long. How crazy with Cutler, and now
yep.
Green Bay favored by 4, but it's being played at Soldier Field. What do you think happens?
Well, I want to throw a little caution to the wind, a little disclaimer. You know, the last time we spoke last Thursday, you know, I have to tell you that when we speak on Thursdays, Kat, I give you my straight gut opinion as
yeah.
it stands at this second.
Yeah.
What I can't tell you is what's going to happen between now and Sunday. Last Thursday gave you and your listeners a big speech about how I saw a swagger in the Seahawks, and I thought the Seahawks could actually cover and win the game, and if they win the game, we could wind up in the Super Bowl. And as it turns out, my loyal followers, either listeners as well, know who bought my pick on Sunday. I was all over the Bears when the information came in. That just superseded anything I had thought up until that point. I wound up on the Bears last week for my big play, and I hit it. And by the way, on Sundays now, 9 out of my last 11 football NFL Sundays winners, I'm probably having my best year in the last 4 years. Maybe it's because I'm on your show. I don't know. So I'm going to look to stay on your show as long as possible until that streak goes elsewhere. But I think here, you know, although Cutler is playing beyond steady and as good as you could ask him to play, A-Rodge, like I call him, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's the best quarterback left.
Yeah.
He's the best quarterback in the four teams that are left right now. That being said, let's face it, you know, Green Bay will not repeat their 31 or 36 masterpiece they put together last week, passing the ball in the climate-controlled confines of the Georgia Dome. This week they're outdoors, you know, in Chicago, nasty January weather, in whatever's left of the turf there at Soldier Field. And like so many of these Bears-Packer games, this one's coming down to the end. These teams are about as close as you get from a matchup standpoint. When you have teams that are evenly matched up like this in close games like this one's going to be, the difference usually is the quarterback. Going back to my original point, I like A-Rodge here. I think advantage Green Bay. Lay the 4, buy it down to 3.5. I know that sounds crazy because you figure you're still not protecting yourself from the 3-point difference, but 4 is actually the most popular number that games land on in the NFL. More games land on 4 than 5, 6, or 7 combined. 3 is number 1, but 4 is right behind it. Buy this number down, get a little protection, and take your Green Bay Packers.
All right, great information.
Also, you know, there's a lot of props, and I just wanted to tell everybody, too, that, you know, as these last two games come, 2 weeks come up, you know, they're going to see prop bets like they've never seen before. And,
yeah.
You know, just beware. That's the bookmaker's way of just giving you as full of a menu as possible, trying to divert your attention and take your eyes off the prize. Have fun with the props. Play a little bit with them, but don't play as much as you play on the regular games, because then you wind up just blowing it from a volume standpoint. If you want to take a look at some of the props that are out there now, AFC is -1 on the early football line with a total of 44. So if you think the Packers are going to wind up, you're a Packers fan and you think they're going to play the Jets, possibly in the Super Bowl, and be a 3.5, 4-point favorite over the Jets, you may want to take +1 right now with the NFC. That's a pretty solid bet.
Yeah.
To win the Super Bowl completely, Pittsburgh +2-1, Jets +3-1, Bears the biggest number +5-1, Green Bay's the favorite right now at -140, and I'll say it again, no respect for the Jets, +3-1 stands out to me as the value. And then the last thing I would say is they have the Super Bowl matchups, which you can bet right now on who you think the Super Bowl matchup will be. If you think it's going to be the Bears and Jets, you're at +5-1. Bears and Steelers +3-1. Packers and Jets, who I think it'll be, +2.5-1. And Packers and Steelers +130. No value there. But that's obviously the way that the gamblers think it's going to land right now, Packers-Steelers. I think I'm going with the Jets all the way. Kat, it sounds like you're with me.
I am.
So J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
I like that. Buddha has spoken. Steve Budin, sportsinfo.com. Thank you so much. We'll see. I agree with you. I like the Packers and the Jets. We'll see if that's going to be the matchup.
We will see, and I'll speak to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Steve. How about that? Packers and the Jets, which would be my choice as well. But interesting scenarios, as he was talking about the prop bets. And when you get to the Super Bowl, there are even crazier things, too. Who wins the coin flip? What happens in the first quarter? Any trick plays? That kind of stuff. Points, of course. There's always points first, second, third, and fourth quarter as well. Remember, you can always hook up with us at americatonight.net. If you go to americatonight.net, click on Facebook and Twitter, you can get us that way too. Send us your thoughts. Always welcome. You can vent. Tell us what you think. Unload if you want to. americatonight.net.